Hello, my name is Sarah Smith-Sell, and for my 8th grade project, I picked photography. And the reason I picked photography was because ever since I was little, I've always been interested in it. And I don't really know why, but whenever we would go on trips, I would always want to be the one who took the picture and advanced the film and even just held the camera. So when this project came up, it was a perfect opportunity for me to learn more about it and learn how I could actually know what I was doing when I pushed the button. So the project was easy for me to decide on, but it was more difficult for me to decide who I wanted for my mentor. But I eventually decided on Todd Kowalski, and I'd met Todd last summer in the Pirates of Penzance. I knew he was a photographer because he was always taking pictures of everybody, and he seemed like he really knew what he was doing. So I decided to ask him to be my mentor, and he seemed very willing and enthusiastic about my project, so he seemed like a good choice. He also said that his stepson, Eric, would be interested in teaching me as well, and he said that Eric could teach me more about the technical part of it that he didn't know so much about. So we began to meet every week, and we would look at our pictures and critique them so that we could all learn to be better photographers. At our third meeting, I received my first assignment, and it was to photograph local landmarks in an unusual perspective. In the weeks following, I received three or four more assignments: night photography, candid photographs, and architecture. And there might have been another one I'm forgetting, but architecture was my favorite one, and it was so interesting for me to go out and look at buildings in unusual perspectives and to look at the textures and the angles and all the different things that just make up the building. Because when I first started this project, I thought that I would only do nature photography, and I thought that was the only thing worth taking pictures of, and I thought that everything else was just boring. But I proved myself wrong when I started taking architecture pictures. I also learned about two different types of photography besides basic color photography. I learned about night photography and black and white photography. And night photography, I'd been interested in, and it turned out that Todd and Eric knew a little bit about it, so they could help me learn what I was doing. I was excited to try night photography, but it was a lot harder than taking pictures in the daytime, because in the daytime, you can just press the button if you have all your stuff set right, and you don't have to worry about not being able to see what you're doing. So this is one of my best night photography pictures that I really liked, so I put that one up. And I also tried black and white photography. And black and white photography was a lot easier than night photography, but it was still harder than color photography. Because in black and white, you can't just look at the colors, which is what you usually look at when you go out. You have to actually look at the textures and the different shapes and all things that are interesting besides the color. Also, the main thing to look for is shadows. And so this is in black and white, which is a very interesting shadow. After hearing all this, you still might be wondering how the camera works and how to take a good picture. So inside the camera, there is two mirrors, and when you look through the viewfinder, which is behind this thing, you are looking at the image. But how the image gets to the viewfinder is it bounces off, it goes in through the lens, and it bounces off one mirror onto another, and then it comes in the viewfinder so you can see it. So how to take a good picture. The first thing you need to think about is what type of film you're using. And this is the ISO, or the International Standards Orientation, or the film speed, whatever. So the ISO is an international standard of film speeds. And so that's so that wherever you are in the world, you can know what type of film you're getting. If it's 400, 800, 100, 200, whatever type you want to use. So 100 and 200 are better to use in brighter daylight, where you don't need quite as much light, because there's already a bunch of light out. 400 is just for general use. You can use it whenever you want. And 800 is better for low light and fast action. The next thing is focusing, and this, you focus the camera with this dial right here, and it's pretty simple, but there's actually two types of focusing. There's, if you have your image or your subject in sharp focus, which is, it's crystal clear and it's exactly what you see, or you can have it in soft focus. And soft focus is not always intentional, but the image looks a little bit softer, more blurry, but it can be a cool effect sometimes. And so, yes. Anyway, next, there's two ways to control the light. There's aperture and the shutter speed. And the first one I'm going to talk about is the shutter speed. The shutter speed is, this is how you control the shutter speed, the shutter's inside the camera. The shutter speed is controlling how long the shutter stays open for. So if you have it set for 1,000, it's going to stay open for a 1,000th of a second. If you have it set for 1, it'll stay open for 1 whole second. So you need to think about your shutter speed when you're taking your picture, because if you have it set too low, you're going to get something called camera shake, which is where, because if it's set at a 30th of a second or below, it detects basically any body movement will show up in your picture, so it'll look blurry. And if you're shooting in really bright light, you want to use 1,500 or 250 maybe. And then if it's darker light, you're going to need a tripod for night, like for night photography, and you're going to want to use 1 second, or you can do 2 seconds, or there's also a setting called bulb, which you can leave your camera open as long as you want. You can just hold the shutter open, and you could actually leave it open all night. The second type of lighting, or light control, is the aperture. And the aperture is inside the camera. It's the hole that can get bigger or smaller, depending on what you set your f-stop to. So the higher you have your aperture set, and the highest on my camera is 22, it's going to be the smallest hole. And the bigger you have it, the lower the aperture is, the bigger the hole is going to be. But aperture can also be used to create depth of field. And depth of field is, let's say I was taking a picture of Jeff and his camera, then Philippe behind him and Amanda and Izzy in front of him, they would all be in focus. Then that's a lot of depth of field. But if just Jeff and his camera are in focus, then that's shallow depth of field. So depth of field is, it's really up to you if you want just your subject in focus or if you want the whole picture in focus. If you haven't already gathered, light is vital for photography, and it's the main component. So usually, if you're taking a picture of a person, you want the light to be on their face so you can see them. Because if the main light source is behind them, they're just going to be sort of dark, more of a silhouette, and that's called backlighting. But backlighting can be really a really interesting effect, especially if you're doing it at night. I have a picture in my book you can look at, where there's a tree that's silhouetted because the sunset is behind it, and the sunset's the main light source. The last thing to think about is composition. And composition is what your picture is made up of. So if you have a good composition, well, you can tell if you have a good composition because you're going to look at your picture for more than 6 seconds. You're just going to be so drawn into it. Or your eye is going to travel all the way around the picture and end up back at the middle. This project was a perfect opportunity for me to really learn more about photography and to discover my passion for it. So I would also like to thank Todd Kowalski very much for all the time he put in, probably, I don't know how much, but at least 20 hours, and for his enthusiasm about it, that he was really willing to help me, and that he actually knew what he was doing. He was very experienced. I would also like to thank Eric, but he is not here right now. He's in Africa, so he couldn't make it. And now, is there any questions? Sophie.
What's your favorite picture? I really like this one, and this one.
Dana.
What's the one in the middle column that you said was?
Lydia?
What's the top picture?
Locker?
Well, what got you inspired?
What?
What got you inspired?
I don't know. I think I just liked to be able to take a picture of something, and then it was like a piece out of history, so you could just capture it, and even if it changed, you would still have a record of it. Sean?
Why would you want to leave the shutter open all night?
If it was really, really dark, then you might need to leave it open for a long time to let enough light in. Or, I'm not sure about this, but I think you might be able to, there's some pictures where you see, like, the stars moving. I think you might be able to do that with that, but I don't know.
Are there any other photographers that you...
I haven't really learned about any, like Tanana did, but I think it would be cool to, maybe Tanana could tell me about them, about different photographers, because I didn't have time to learn about them. There's so much to learn about. Ariel?
What's that bottom snowy picture? That's from Vail, Colorado.
And the schools would like to thank Todd Kowalski for being my mentor, so stand up.